For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As we continue on here, man, just a couple of days away. Can I hear it one more time, please? I'd love to hear the commissioner, if you don't mind, please, here for Thursday night. Here we go.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
Wow. Who will be?
Have you come around?
Oh, I can't change now.
Yeah, you can. What not only me.
I'm sorry.
I know you don't cave to me all the time, but I think you said you were getting some pressure.
By the way, can I ask you a question? I was. Everybody's brother in my life says we got to take an offensive lineman, everybody.
They go right to the source.
Did you notice
that
Poupart was all over the place? So help me out. Did I hear Poupart say, what do you think they're going to do? He mentions two corners. That's what I heard.
Well, does that mean he's right? I don't know.
That's right. It's one of their
needs.
Hey,
man, look, if you guys thought the defense was the big issue, the elephant in the room last year, then, you know, maybe.
Woody.
I don't know. Maybe you need to get better seats for the games.
They got two big holes on defense, and they got a pretty good size hole in the middle of their offensive line. And they got a lot of new faces going to be on that offensive line. They do. We're going to have a new veteran guard, a new starting left tackle, most likely, and we don't know who the other guard's going to be.
Okay.
And Austin Jackson was hurt a lot of last year.
So I hear.
That's the group. That's the group you're okay. You're coming back with. Now, I'm just going to bring this up. If Jalen Ramsey's out and he looks out, that looks after that press conference with the GM.
Yeah, I think that's getting close to a certainty at this point, right?
Yeah, that just.
Boy, Chris Grabach, that thing. Oh, God.
Not his best hour. Not his best hour award.
How do you go back to the guy after that? That would be like.
No, you can't.
That would be incredible.
Can you imagine that call? Like, look, you understand.
We changed our minds.
Business is business here.
We actually really do want him here.
The money's not a problem. We're guaranteed money this year. We understand you're worth it. And, no, they. So, if you do what you say you're going to do, and that's trade him. So now you're down two starting corners and two new safeties. Four of the five. Kader Kohou, who's your nickel? He was your third corner last year, basically. I mean, he's a starting corner, but he's your you play three corners a lot. And the guy inside just as important as the guy outside. I'm not getting into, you know, the most important thing here. But you got one guy that started from the year before back there on this defense. Now, one other one. You got rid of, or you lost in free agency, your two guys, Calais Campbell and Deshaun, just blanked out on his last name, that played a lot of snaps. Both they're not here. New teams, Dallas and Arizona. So now, unless you just want to say, nah, let's go with Cam Smith and Storm Duck. That's going to be our guys. Cam Smith, Storm Duck, and Kader. Let's line those three up and let's go.
I get it, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but.
But I felt like I had
there's
to.
There's a lot of situations on this team that are not ideal.
I had to.
I just don't know how you can function as a team if you don't address that problem.
And upgrade your offensive line.
If you get carved up, you get carved up. I mean, what are you going to do, right? But
what's that mean?
I don't know.
Well, if you get, I love when you really say something.
I don't know what it means.
Carved up if you get carved up. What's that mean? Help me out. You made me hungry when you start talking about Thanksgiving getting carved up. What are you talking about?
I don't know what it means. I guess it means that it's the lesser of two problems.
When you go on that generic stuff, I'm sorry, you lose.
All right. It means it's the lesser of two problems.
Oh.
If that makes, that probably doesn't make any sense either. But I would, what I'm saying is I would rather get carved up defensively, like, you know, they're probably going to anyway.
Did you see what the Eagles did today? Let's talk about what the Eagles did, excuse me, yesterday. Did you see what the Eagles did?
Yeah, I saw.
They just gave a big fat extension to a, to a draft pick, because I think
we're not a good team to compare them
to their center. Compare.
Yes, I saw.
They just, they're going to keep that old line together. I'm making this this on your behalf. This is the point. Like, they draft guys, and if they're good, they try to keep them.
My concern is that we're going to start this season, and your quarterback is going to be under severe pressure, and you're not going to be able to run the ball, which will in turn mean that you can't throw the ball. Which will in turn mean that you are going to look like the team you were at the end of this past season.
Woody, if that's the
case, who could not score a single point?
Woody, in fairness to you, because you're probably got other people.
Which is why I said I'd rather get carved up on defense than have that issue. Like, if I had my choice of issues.
Woody, they cannot be that stupid over there to not understand your. No, no. I'm,
really?
No.
Chris Greer laughed at us last year.
They cannot, in their mind, believe that they have enough on the offensive line. There has got to be another plan to fill this thing in with to upgrade it.
For the sake of your sanity, I would not try to get in the heads of those guys over there.
You can say whatever you want. And I know Chris Greer.
I have no idea what's going through
Chris Greer's a dartboard right now. I get it. He is a dartboard that you go out and have beer, drink beers all night and play
darts. Yeah, but don't try to get inside his head.
But I'm just telling you right now, he is well aware that he's been getting ripped for his comment with sitting with Mike. And by the way, next time, just say you said it instead of saying you were having breakfast with Mike and two of you had a good laugh on behalf of the media. Because guess what? Everybody's laughing at your ass. You look stupid.
Maybe these guys are unaware.
No, they're aware.
Did you hear the stuff I played from Nico?
Come on. Now you can throw in the Nico thing.
Man.
That's the dumbest comment of all time.
Why is it
he didn't know he had a superstar?
I didn't know. No. Oh, his comment. Yeah, it was... You want to play that again? I think we have it. You want to hear that one?
Go ahead.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Luka comes back to town. The Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick.
So that's kind of by itself.
I like that. I mean, that's good.
By the way,
maybe these guys are unaware. I don't know.
You got a big problem if you're a head coach and a GM and you don't realize, I don't know why I threw the head coach, the GM doesn't understand. Or the president of the team or the CEO or the owner doesn't understand that you got a guy that averages 30 points a game, all NBA, that takes you to the finals, hitting clutch shot after clutch shot, and you're looking for everything. He did what you do. Like, he went from one, well, he doesn't play defense, well, he's not in the best shape,
bouncing
well.
Around, you're saying.
And you do that.
Thank you.
That's at your best.
No, that was
first
a
one doesn't work. You bounce it to the next.
That, by the way, if you're interested in that kind of thing, that is one of the all-time press conferences. The entire thing is wild. But he didn't know, man. He didn't know they
There's
loved
no
Luka there.
Way.
He was unaware.
No way. Why would you?
He knew they liked him, Joe, but he wasn't sure it was that much.
We're just pissed down here. They didn't ask us to try for something.
God,
we had.
Man.
We were wishing they wanted some of our guys down here with the Heat.
But my point is that, like, you know,
imagine Luka down here.
Maybe they don't have much of a pulse of what's going on. I don't know.
Why do you, of course, come on.
Because that to me, like, that is a real GM. By the way, the trade wasn't yesterday. This guy has been speaking for a while now and continues to speak for God knows what reason. But, like, to say something that insanely idiotic.
I'm just telling you, you don't want to hear it because you're going to throw everything we're going through around sports and bring it back to Chris Greer and this organization. They are aware of what people are saying about him.
Okay.
They're aware of it.
Fair enough.
And they're aware of their weaknesses on this team. Can you imagine them going to a meeting going, you know, we think our O-line, everybody's making a big deal about it again. Can you believe that? They're not doing that.
I just.
There's no way. There's no way.
But you have to play that clip because it's like maybe.
What, to remind them in case somebody's driving in, don't be that guy?
No, just maybe these guys are just in their own world. Maybe they're unaware. Maybe they don't go. Maybe what? Chris Greer, is it his wife? Is it his wife that gives him the scoop on the social media stuff?
Well, that was Omar. She's said something about Omar or something. Oh. Her friends gave her an article.
Yeah. Maybe Chris drowns out all the outside stuff. Right? Maybe he, I mean, I assume he doesn't have Twitter.
There's no way. And on top of that, if something is said, Ann's job is to tell him, hey, Chris, here's a heads up on what people are saying about you again today, and it's not good.
Maybe he said, hey, I only want to hear the positive.
You can't do that.
What if she comes in the morning, she's like, well, I got nothing for you today.
He's getting ready to do a press conference. He knew everything he was going to talk about. Ann's job as head of communications is to take care of Mike and Chris and let them know when they have a press conference. Here's what the boys are going to ask you down there.
So how?
Here's what the media is going to ask. You're going to ask you about, obviously, about Tyreek. They're going to ask you about this Ramsey thing. And then they'll probably get into the draft. But don't expect a lot on the draft, because if you're getting rid of Ramsey, you just opened up another hole.
Okay. So help me with what we just heard from that guy.
What's that have to do with our team? Nothing.
It has nothing to do with our team. I'm just saying, like, that guy is a GM of an NBA team.
Sounded terrible.
He has obviously been working that business for a long time. He knows what he's doing to an extent.
Terrible.
How do you make a comment like that?
I don't know. It's terrible.
After all this time, I had no idea.
Had no idea that he was that popular.
How, like?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything, but as far as I know, he's still employed.
He's not going anywhere because the owner signed off on everything, too. He was saying stupid stuff when he came in. Hell, Mark Cuban took his money and has been ripping him, basically. Yeah, that wasn't the smartest thing. I saw the head coach came out, Jason Kidd, and said, not my choice. Hey, I like those 30 points tonight and hitting all those big shots late in games in those playoff games last year.
But you do realize that people don't feel heard by this organization because of, you know, what happened last year. And they, you know, essentially had that letter ready to go, the statement or whatever they sent out that everyone was coming back.
I thought that was a big mistake.
They had it ready to go.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that if that
you can't listen to you.
I know. I'm okay. Not saying an organization should bend.
All right,
you know,
fans, we haven't decided what we're going
to
do on you, Chris, but hold on a second. We're going to be following everything and see what.
But you shouldn't be completely tone deaf to it, because they are the reason you make money.
They understand the frustration that we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
You don't have fans, you don't have money, though.
Now you're going on behalf of the fans.
Well, it's the economics of the business.
You just go whatever
supply
angle,
and demand.
You go whatever angle today that is going to get you elected president of the club around here. Hey, we got to go to break here. Come back and get into some more. So you're in rare form today, man. I don't know what happened.
I drank that coffee. Zog said he's not allowed to have the coffee anymore, something about his diet or something, so he gave me double.
Yeah, I can see Zog went to the doctor. He got a bad review from his doctor, and he hasn't changed one friggin' thing. I've been watching this.
That's not true. He said he lost 10 pounds. By the way, when they got to tell you they lost 10 pounds, that's never good.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
All right, let's go with some weather here. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees at the moment. I think it's safe here to report there is no rain in the forecast, Joe.
All right. I think you're safe, Woody. And if it's, God, last night it went for a long walk. It's just beautiful out. Just this weather's been great. We want to let you know that sometimes we just had somebody really smart. That was great. They picked up on it. Our bosses forgot to tell us about giveaways, and the guy was smart enough to
pick
it up.
We'll have the rest of the week, we will have tickets for Jeff Ross at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, one of our favorite places. Obviously.
Yeah, man, you got great restaurants.
What's
lot
your favorite
of action.
Over there? What's your favorite? Where are you going these days? I know, the steak,
Council Oak.
Yeah, you rave about that place.
I love it.
I know you throw your weight around there to get tables and such. So that's
sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Since you're going
you
to call
to,
me out.
You need to. No, you need to. That place is very popular.
Well, it's not my fault that my wife asked at the last second, and yeah. And the,
she's
and
a last second.
No, she's not. I throw her under the bus all the time. Hmm. No, I'll just go, hey, man, let's go. Let's see if we can get a table. So
I thought our event was awesome, man. That Buckets and Bets thing that we did, college basketball, to watch it at a casino was
the Final Four kinda, was the tournament ended up being great.
I don't think I won a single bet, but I really enjoyed it.
I know I didn't win a bet, the one you gave me to take, and we didn't do very well.
God, no. Duke screwed me.
Hey, so we're going to have Alan Poupart from SI Dolphins and All Dolphins Podcast join us coming up. We'll talk to Alan Poupart about the team. In general, and trying to figure out how much of this we can take care of with this very, very important draft coming up here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, it's no secret that we've got some areas to fill, and would love to do it with young players who can come in and play right away. We know that can work. By the way, the other thing, what is totally away from everything we've been talking about. One of the funniest things, that show, the Barkley and Shaq and the rest of those guys, Kenny, those guys, that show is one of the most entertaining because you don't know what you're going to get. I swear to God, I think they just show up and they go, Ernie's got the format and the rest of them just kind of do what they want. It's hilarious. It would never work for any of the rest of us, and it makes it one of the best shows of all time. And sometimes has nothing to do with X's and O's. Most of the time it doesn't, and basketball. But anyway, if you missed it, here's Shaq. And
DeAndre Hunter did not score off the Cleveland bench.
Billy Ray Bates was built like a truck.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still alive. This is a fair question.
No, but not on national television.
Yeah, not unless you
under your breath.
Not unless you know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
I know.
Don't say that.
You do not need to ask a question like that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Unfortunately,
huh? He passed away.
Thank you, Shaq. I just asked a question. I wasn't trying to be whatever.
You ever heard of asking a question in a commercial break? Possibly.
We had his name on there.
You ever heard of Koof? The word. You don't have any.
I can't even ask questions.
No,
now.
You can't ask that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Social skills.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, y'all.
Anyway, that was the first part of the situation. And come to find out, that guy, after apology. Shaq had
this
him,
was a whole day later, by the way.
Shaq had him dead. Nobody knew. This happens.
Somebody must have said in his ear, right?
Right. Somebody had to tell
Somebody
Shaq. He wouldn't have known. Anyway, here's Ernie the next day.
And we welcome you back. We would like to issue a correction and an apology for something that happened last night on Inside the NBA. We were talking about Billy Ray Bates, who back in 1980 had one of the NBA's best playoff debuts coming off the bench with 29 points. In the course of our discussion, we passed on some bad information that Billy Ray Bates had passed away. While it was inadvertent, it was also inaccurate and insensitive and inexcusable. In short, we screwed up, and we apologize to Billy Ray Bates and his family.
Then they go to black, like somebody had passed away. So. And Ernie was as serious as could be. Like, he was going through the whole thing.
That's pretty funny stuff, isn't it? Because I've done that.
I don't think, did they do the apology because somebody was upset?
Well, it was the next day.
I know, but you come out the next day and you go, hey, we found out we got some great news. The guy's still alive and he's doing great. Why would you just not go there?
Great news.
That's fantastic. And you know it's happened to everybody. Guys will sit around, hey, you seen such and such? Man, you know, you talk about old teammates. And we'll usually go, did he die? And Nat Moore knows, like, all the alumni that are alive and have passed. And Nat Moore, Nat knows from every guy that going back when this organization started to guys that just finished playing, Nat knows not only – he knows if they're sick, if they got the flu, if they just had a knee operation. He knows when their families pass. Nat Moore is on top of all stuff. He'll go, no. We're with Nat Moore on a serious note. We're in Seattle. We're going to dinner night before the game in Seattle. That was a Skylar Thompson special that we'd all like to forget about. And Nat gets a call in the car. Okay. His phone rings all the time. So now what was that? He goes, Merck just passed away. Mercury Morris just got a call from his family. Wow. You talk about huge news. Mercury Morris really friggin' good. Played on the undefeated team. And it was just, and then he's got his son on the phone and they're talking and the girlfriend and we're going through this that night. And I was just like, wow, this kind of just kind of brings it back down to earth here a little bit from how important everything is in the game and stuff. Friggin' Merck. Guy had more energy than any guy I'd ever play in a Dolphins uniform, just a fireball ready to go, and felt like he could take it 70 yards anytime he touched it, even when he was in his 60s and 70s. And, so I just went, damn, Nat. I mean, literally, things happen, and you get the first call. Nat's right there next to the family when they call. Somebody calls. And then you'll ask about something, and I'll go, hey, I saw somebody. Yeah, he's not doing well, but they asked me not to say anything. I'm like, man, Nat. So Nat Moore is special, is my point, because he takes care of all that stuff and is unbelievable with the whole family of Miami Dolphins, all that stuff that he does. He is definitely the mayor of this whole thing. We got more stuff to get to. Speaking of the Dolphins and this upcoming huge draft, Alan Poupart, SI.com Dolphins, and All Dolphins Podcast will join us next.